Bedding Out by Dr. James Newton. They call it fraud when they catch me, upright for an hour, sitting on a park bench feeding birds, or, shock, drinking tea in daylight with a friend who still remembers my face. They never saw the spoons counted at dawn. 12 on a good day, 6 on most, sometimes only 3 and one of them already spent on the act of getting out of bed. They do not see the arithmetic. 16 hours horizontal to buy one vertical day that will cost me the rest of the week's entire balance. They do not see the rehearsal. Meds timed to the minute. Salt tablets swallowed like communion. Compression stockings rolled on like armor for a war no one admits is happening. They do not see the cost. The way the bench feels like concrete after 20 minutes. How the teacup trembles when the dysautonomia realizes I have stood up for too long. They only see the contradiction. The ghost who sometimes appears in color, in sunlight, and decide the sickness was a performance I can switch off when convenient. Let them look closer. This is not recovery. This is spoon economics in a world that pretends energy is infinite. Every minute upright is a spoon bent permanently out of shape. Every smile in public is a spoon I will not get back. Call it bedding out. The way activists once lay in public squares, the private arithmetic of disability, made briefly defiantly public. So they cannot keep pretending the bed is a lie and the spoons are imaginary. I do it smaller. An outdoor cafe table, a patch of grass, a single hour of sky on my skin before the debt is called in. Watch me sit, watch me stand, watch me pay for it later when the lights are off and no one is taking notes. This is not cheating the system. This is the system working exactly as they designed it. Barely enough life to keep the body technically breathing, and never enough to stop them calling it fraud.